Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Economists trying to assess Hurricane Katrina's effects on the U.S. economy have new information today. The Labor Department reports the numbers of workers who filed last week for first-time unemployment benefits jumped at its fastest pace in 10 years. And a separate report on consumer prices showed a big rise in energy costs in August. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, I guess these higher energy bills are no surprise to the economists.
Yeah, that's right. They were certainly expected, but the actual increases were less than many had predicted. Overall, consumer prices were up 0.5%, and that's a lot, but the forecast was for even more. And when you take out the volatile prices for food and energy, that what's called the core index was really only 0.1% gain for August. As for those unemployment benefits, the claims rose last week by 71,000. That's the highest in 10 years, worse than after 9/11. The Labor Department estimates that all but 3,000 of those new jobless were the result of Katrina.
So what are people making of these numbers?
Well, the economy had already been slowing down due to the higher gas prices, and it's taken a further hit from Katrina. But some are even talking about a possible recession, major disruptions of energy supplies, the bottleneck for imports of produce and coffee and other things. Plus, there's going to be this run on building materials like bricks and cement and lumber. So since there's going to be at least a slowdown, some economists say it's time for the Fed to stop raising interest rates. The central bank's been slowly hiking borrowing costs over a year. But others say that would be the exact wrong thing to do. Given all the rising prices, they're worried about inflation that would go out of control without higher interest rates. So it'll be interesting to see what the Fed does next Tuesday when they meet. One economist I spoke to today, Gary Schilling, doesn't think the Fed will change course because he says they'll keep the storm in perspective.
This whole effect, although it's a disaster for the people involved and the geographic area, in the greater scheme of things, it isn't that big. I mean, that whole area, affected area, I think accounts for 1% of retail sales in the country. Well, that's not exactly the whole country itself.
John, I was just looking through the Wall Street Journal today to see this thing I noted earlier. Retail sales declined 2.1% in August, biggest drop in 3 years. Prices for gasoline, natural gas, and heating oil, are they such a drag on the economy? What is Congress going to do about energy prices? Anything?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole raft of ideas to encourage more drilling, build new refineries, improve conservation. But here's another way to deal with the problem. Just yesterday, the Senate tacked on an amendment to a spending bill that would require the Federal Trade Commission to make a formal investigation into reports of price gouging. That would apply some pressure on gas companies to keep prices low. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're taking a look at the impact Katrina evacuees are having on cities across the country, including Birmingham and St. Louis.
Thanks, John Dimsdale of Marketplace from American Public Media.